We move on to page Kufnun Dalid, the five Halalukas in Psukei Dezimra, and try to have an idea about the theme of the five Halalukas. Rav Schwab has what seems to me to be a unique theme for the five Halalukas. I'm sure it comes from somewhere, but it's a davar mechudash. Before I begin, I want to mention to you that the order of Sefer Tehillim is something of a mystery. The order of Sefer Tehillim is certainly not chronological, and one of the rayas, one of the proofs to that, is that one of the earliest kapitlach in Sefer Tehillim is Lamnetzeach Amuslabein.
Wasn't
this Moshe Lamashan the first written by Adam Rishon? There's a Mandi Yarmidah that was written
by Adam. So that should be the first.
That's good. In Gimel, it's Gimizmo David Bavroche Mimnei Avshalom Benai. So the very third from the beginning is when he's running away from Avshalom, which obviously is well after he becomes king. Mm-hmm. One of the last kapitloch is Biyosei Bamara, is Kuf Membeis, very close to the end. Maskil David biyosei b'ma'ara tefila. That's when Shaul is running after him, and he's in a cave, and Shaul comes in, not knowing that David is there. He comes in lahasach raglav for personal reasons, and that is kuf membeis. So Gimel took place well after. Gimel is well after Shaul's death. And David is king, and after Avshalom's rebellion, and Kuf Mem Beis is not. So the order of Tehillim is somewhat mysterious. Like you say, Mizrei Shlili HaMeshabbos was certainly written earlier. From Tzadik to Kuf are the ones written by David. The ones written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the order is with the Kavana, but we don't really know the Kavana. He, as Rav Schwab here, here makes a statement that these last five kapitlach of Tehillim, which we say after Ashrei, those are the last, the very end of Tehillim, that they are praises that have to do with, in increasing order, with Achris Hayamim. As if to say that Tehillim is in an order of praise that has to do with different periods, different time periods in the world, and he speaks specifically here about the last ones, that the last ones have to do with praises that have to do with Achris HaYamim, with times of Tchias HaMesim, etc., as he'll explain as he goes through the five of them. I don't think it's easily seen in Pshat, but he explains it.
That's supposed to come Kuf Mem
He. Following Ashrei, right.
In other words, to say that Ashrei is not
See, he says Ashrei is the guf, is the physical needs in this world. And then the next one, Halli Nafshi Es Hashem, is the neshama, or the simplest level of the neshama, and it increases as the neshama, so to speak, becomes closer to Hashem in the increasing revelation. Yeah, he says, he explains that.
Because we said last time that the first half of Ashrei is refers to something else, and the last half of Pesach, I think he said, Rav Schwab said, refers to...
Yeah, and the first part, he said, is even more times where everything is good, and the last from Pesach Sedecha is times where there's need, which is really the other order, but this is what he says. He doesn't say about all of Tehillim, but he says it about the end of Tehillim. Let's begin, see what he says, and we'll try to follow as best we can. His introduction here on page Kufnun Dalet, Kvar Haranu Ladas Shechelak Harishon Shel Psukei Dezimra Shayach LeNigadelcha. We say in Baruch Shem LeNigadelcha and UNeshabechacha UNefoercha, which are different expressions of praising Hashem. So it begins with Nigadelcha, which is Yehi Chavayd Shahida Hu Al Yedei Shilu VeGidul Psukim Shainim and Mekaymis Befuzarim Hadaimin BeKavanas Inyanim. Yichavayit is a collection of various psukim from many different places that are sort of braided together or spun together into one expression of praise. the Gadelcha, so to make a gadil, to make a thread of praise. Va'ashrei shayach l'nishabechacha. Yichavayit is followed by Ashrei, which is a higher level of praise. She'ikra mechuvim ba'amiris mizmezeh u'inyin ha'amunah ba'Hashem b'chosmanu b'chomatzav. That's an idea to express faith in Hashem, lashbiach mashanira le'inagashmi kemekachra. Even when things seem not so good, to praise Hashem. And now, the five halalukas, va'amiras, mizmoire halaluka hukiyim nifo'erecha. A pear is a something of beauty. Pear who keser sha'ala raish is like a crown. We say tefillin sha'raish are called pe'ercha chavashalecha, are called pe'er, or crown. Chedikram ha'peirais sha'buraish ha'ilan. Interesting. The fruit that's on the top of the tree is called pe'er. K'mayshinem alay sefo'er acharecha. It's talking about lito gam ha'peirish sha'buraish to take the pears on the top of the tree. That the height, the zenith of all the praises, Shamram David HaMelech. Seems to be saying that the Ilum goes, at least ends in the order of increased praise. And since they're the crown of Tehillim, certainly there are praises that relate to the end of days. These five capital Tehillim are connected with an appropriate order, midarga ledarga, the praises that go from before Mashiach to Mashiach, v'akach yedaber al yimayis ha-Mashiach. And the third capital is on Yemayis HaMashiach, Achal Yinal Shiri al Tchias HaMesim. And the fourth one is related to Tchias HaMesim, Yisayim. And the fifth one, Ba'ilam HaNesham is K'mashid Isboyer. So we're challenged to see the flow. Now it's not a prophecy about Tchias HaMesim. They're just expressions of praise which are appropriate for these different times. K'mashid Isboyer Be'ezus Hashem. I have to tell you, when I dive in, I generally do, when I daven shacharis and say the halalukas, they seem to be praises that are related to teva habriya. That's what it seems to me. That a lot of the praises, specifically the second halaluka, which talks about hamechas shirayim biyavin, hamechal aretz matar, hametzbiach aram chatzir, Hashem in the nature of the world gives a certain nature. Nature tends to be positive, creative, to be beneficial. So that's really the way I had understood it, and really throughout in that manner. But let's see how he says it. Listen to a Gemara. Shom Rabbi Yaisi. Yechelki megoimrei halel b'chol yayim. The expression of the Gemara is, may my chelik be from those who complete halel every day. It's not like Rashi. They explain hakavana chamisha prakim elu shegaymer bem sefer Tehillim. So the most appropriate parts of Tehillim are the last five. Sometimes people ask me what part of Tehillim to say. If you can only say a part of Tehillim, somebody on a day of an operation or a day of a wedding, or what part of Tehillim to say? So I tell them to say from Kuf Chof to the end, the part that we call the Yom of Shabbos, which is from Kuf Chof to the end. Kuf Chof to the end seems to be the highest madrega of Tehillim. Now, how am I to say which Tehillim is better than which? But I assume the Tehillim is 150 chapters, parakim. Of the 150, we once calculated, I think 80 or 82 are somewhere in the Siddur. Amazing, it's an amazing percentage. More than half of it is somewhere in the Siddur. They tend to be the shorter ones, not the longest ones.
Not
Kuf Yates. Although the Gemara asks why we don't say Kuf Yates by Ashrei instead of Ashrei. But yeah, it's true. But Kuf Chaf to the end is heavily weighted with the kapitlof that we say. It has in it the Hallel, the Shir HaMalison, and the Haris Bavel, and the Psuchei de Zimra. It's very much the part that Chazal chose to put into the Siddur. So it does seem to be that the Goyrei Hallel, there's something special about the end of the praises of David HaMelech. Now he brings, interestingly, V'hainu k'divareinu, Chamisha mizmorim k'shurim zeh lazeh, that these last five are somehow tied together. Aval, Rashi pirish shaloika Rambam, zeh l'shenei, shnei mizmorim shel hilulim, of the five halalukas, two of them keep on saying hallelu. They repeat the praise hallelu. They're the third and the fifth. If you look in the Siddur, the third and the fifth have repetitious hallelus. Haluk halus Hashem Hashemayim Elohu Vamrei Melo Kol Malachav, and of course the last one, which is just a series of halleluhus. So he brings that Rashi says those are the main ones. Halus Hashem Hashemayim Haluk Yal Bekatshay. L'chein Misha Ein Lei Penai Loimer Kol Chamisha Parakim. Let's say you come late, you don't have time to say all five. Or with some in Yanim, you come on time and you don't have time to say all five. Yishtad Eloim L'chol HaPachas Elu Beis HaMizmayim. These are the two most important, the Iftah Ashrei. The third and the fifth are considered to be the more important kapitlach of Psuka Dezimra. If someone doesn't have time for them all, you should say the third and the fifth. So Al-Kapanim, this is his introduction to the Halalukas, and now we begin to try to analyze the first one, Halaluka Halinafshi Es Hashem. Acher Shesiyam HaMashayrer, Tilas Hashem Yedaber Pi. If you finish Dashrei, Ashi Inyan Tilas HaGuf Ho'isha Yisraeli, which has to do with the physical needs of the person, Sharei HaPeh Ho'chelek HaGuf, Tilas Hashem Yedaber Pi, L'chein Alu Mazminim Kol Basar Klaim HaGuf HaGashmi, therefore, it says, kol basar, where does it say that? Yivara kol basar, shem kachar lo ilam vo'ed. So, lohaydis al shabeach, shem kachar, shagam edi aguf, di aguf ha yachalad al liris, lahakim eshkochas pratish al kishbarach, lohaydis la yizbarach, arav tuvay vachasta, shabeseach es yodai lozer ulafarnes, lasbiyo lahachiyais, bimilu kotzarchi gufa adam. So Ashrei ends with the praise of the physical needs of a person. Ozai, when you finish Ashrei, Paina HaMishayir El Nafshay Achiyunis. He goes to the Nefesh. V'aymer Halleluka Halinafshi Es Hashem, Sha'at HaNefesh Gamkein Tishayiri Usahalali Es Hashem. So that, he turns to the Nefesh. Now, the soul traditionally is comprised of either three or five parts, depending on how much in detail it's expressed. The three parts of the soul, or the three words which are translated soul, are nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Ve'yipach ba'apav, ruach ha'im. We call the soul ruach, nefesh, and neshama. All agree neshama is the neshama hakadosha. And the question is what exactly the nefesh is. They call it the nefesh ha'bahami, or the physical. Behema here doesn't mean in a derogatory manner. It means nefesh abahami, the nefesh of the physical body of a person. See, after you say ashrei, which is about the physical needs, you go to hali nafshi es Hashem, the lowest darga, or simplest darga of the soul. And he calls that the nefesh achiyuni. So we say to the soul, hali nafshi es Hashem. You say, our soul, we call the soul to praise Hashem. Umashiva nefesh, and it's as if the soul replies, "Ahalala Hashem b'chayai, as I'm lelakai ba'idi. I'll praise Hashem as long as I'm alive. I will sing to Hashem as long as I exist. Kol ma'asheri nimtza b'mitzius achayim, as long as I am found still in the world of the living. Zehu ha'pirush ha'poshut. Simply, it means I will praise God as long as I live. Avol be'emes kimin shenachdu ma'amidim b'asharas ha'nefesh." Since we believe that the soul is forever, gam acharis talkusim yaguf, harei akavana halah Hashem b'chayai, shenefesh moedul akadosh baruch hu al hasharas Hasharasa b'chayim. I will praise Hashem as long as I continue to exist, which is a reference to the soul's existence past the death of the body. On the eternal existence of the body. As long as I continue. It's a double expression, a double understanding. The human being talks to his soul, and the soul replies, "Meshiva nefesh l'lamid l'adam al tiftichi." And he explains here what the al tiftichi is, and he's going to explain, just to give sort of an overview, what he's about to explain is that the human beings, to a great degree, and I say today everybody's this way, but like to try to find a permanent meaning to existence. People, for reasons that people who believe in the Hasharas HaNefesh, in the soul living forever, it's understandable, but it's the human nature, even Apikorsim, create statues to themselves. Stalin, who presumably didn't believe in God, built statues to himself to perpetuate his memory. Now, why did he care? If he feels that he's a piece of meat and he's dead, so why does it matter? But it's human nature to have a sort of a sense of its own eternity. And that's why it's very, very difficult to tell a person when he's, let's say, 80 years old, I don't know what number to pick, 80 or 90 years old, to say, what are you running around for? You know, how long are you going to be here? Why are you so busy, in the rat race? It's very, very difficult to tell that to somebody, because a person, as long as he's well, has a feeling of eternity to himself somehow. The neshama has a sense that it exists forever. And it's a very difficult thing. Many people don't make adequate plans for after their demise, because there's no moment where they feel that they will not that they won't continue. And Layalenu, sometimes it happens when a person doesn't expect it. I mean, the onset certainly is not when a person expects it. And for that reason, throughout history, there have been attempts to create different ideas of the eternity of the neshama. So he here in his explanation goes into this idea. I guess we'll start the next paragraph. Hamafteach lahavin mizmazeh, the key to understanding this chapter, huapasik ha'achrein. Well, probably, I can't say the most famous, but one of the most famous, certainly one of the most five famous psukim of Tehillim, is the last pasuk of the first Halleluka, Eshabayonu Mesayim Kol Amiris Kedusha. We say that pasuk at the end of Kedusha, every time we say Kedusha. Shehu Mataras HaChayim Shal Kol B'nei Ha'olam, Befrat Kval Yisrael, Vehu Yimlaich Hashem Li'olam, L'Kayatzion L'Dar V'Dar Halleluka. That pasuk we add every time we say Kedusha. V'chein Omer B'tfilas Rosh Hashanah, V'yomer Kol Asher Neshama B'Yapai, Shem Elokei Yisrael Melech, V'Malchusei B'Kol Mashallah. Lai Rak She'akiru B'Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKol HaOretz, Ela She'yedu Shu Yisbaruch Elokei Yisrael, B'Zeh Elokayach Tzion. So, the idea that he's getting at is that the idea of Yimlach Hashem La'olam, the eternity of the neshama, is very much going to be the theme of this particular capital of Tehillim. And the idea that he talks about is the idea that the existence of a person is primarily to be mekadesh, or to recognize the kedusha of Hashem Yisbarach. The Perek of Yecheskel that deals with Melchemes Gog Umagog, which I just learned, talks about what? Amechesel Amites talks about it only. I mean, there are a lot of midrashim, but the psukim talking in Yecheskel Amechesel Amites about Gog Umagog, about the period of beginning of the period of Yemais HaMashiach, only in the sense of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Man Yedu Kolam Yares Ki Hashem Olakim. It's only expressed as a period in which the world will recognize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And basically, that's what he says about this Kapitel Tehillim. That the first Kapitel Tehillim that talks about Havli Nafshi Es Hashem, the eternity of the Neshama, talks about having some sense of Kiddush Hashem or Kiddush Shemayim as something that's meaningful, and I guess that's what we'll return to, God willing, tomorrow. Okay, so we come back tomorrow night, Bezos Hashem.